Well, we've had three intense days of national council meetings in Hungary, particularly working on our national strategy of establishing Varnashram and devotees, temples, roles in that. Is very educational, very informative, I think, for everyone concerned. And making that more intensive was that it's up to 40 degrees every day here. Right now it's not even 10 o'clock and it's already 30 degrees at this early time in the morning. And this morning I listened to class. Madhavananda Prabhu is here from Orissa, and he's going to be going back after his trip to Europe. And I also finished my one chapter on Navabraja Mahima. This was the 19th chapter. It wasn't originally going to be about this subject, but then that's books. It ended up being a whole chapter just on flowers, on the flowers of New Brajadham. And I'll be sending that off to be edited sometime today, and then I can finish off the next chapter, which is on the description of New Brajadham, and begin on the holy places. I don't know if I'd already mentioned it, but our Namhara camp this year, which is in September, because that's when Janmashtami is, but it's the 3 days preceding Janmashtami, will be a Navabraja Mandala Parikrama. So it will be a parikrama of the holy places of New Brajadham, and featured in that Niranjan Maharaj will also be here. So any devotees who are planning to come, please communicate to Radha Krishna Prabhu at the farm if you're looking for us to arrange accommodation. Yesterday I was speaking with Govinda Maharaj, and he told me that he had a conversation, or actually email interaction with some devotee in the UK who is expressing, devotee, actually meaning devotee, disciple, my disciple, who is expressing sadness that I wasn't there so much. Govinda Maharaj used the term that I was sort of neglecting devotees. I hope that that isn't a widespread feeling. It's a fact, and I have spoken to quite a few devotees that the amount of time as GBC I used to spend in England, which is about 9-10 months a year, with comparison to now, which is about 9-10 days a year, is significantly different. But then that was sort of part of my having to move here to Hungary and focus on this place and let Pradosh Prabhu take responsibility there. I'm trying to deal with that real sort of change in environment, being more or less accessible at any time and any day, or at least being visible constantly in the UK, to being heard mostly by being able to be heard through these podcasts. And I recommend that devotees take advantage of them, because they seem to be really highly valued by many devotees. I get constant encouragement about the podcasts, and that was the prime reason that I started it, was to give disciples outside of Hungary the opportunity to regularly hear and be somewhat interactive by answering questions. And even now, with more modern technology, putting on videos and little things like that. So at least I'm trying to look at it that it's a it's certainly a change in the amount of association that's there, but that amount of association, I'd spoken with some devotees about in the past, is sort of an indulgence or luxury that very few disciples or very few devotees in ISKCON enjoy, to be able to have non-stop association with their GBC or initiating spiritual master. Most gurus, GBCs, are always on the go, stay in one place for a little time, have quite limited association with their disciples, and vice versa. Of course, what had taken place in the UK for almost 25 years, that I'm now concentrating on Hungary, and let's see if I'm able to give them that type of attention for another 25 years. I don't know whether I'll be around that long. But my request is that devotees in England don't feel that, you know, I'm neglecting them, but I'm just working according to what I think is best for serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. I'm really working according to what my abilities are, and that's something else that not only have those 25 years passed and gone in the UK, but I'm also 25 years older, and it makes my traveling very difficult to personally be able to do and or give the type of personal association that devotees may want in the UK. However, and I've repeated this on many occasions, that if devotees, some devotees are in the habit of just regularly visiting. There are some disciples who come here 2-3 times a year. There are many devotees who come at least once a year at Radhastami time, at Nrisimha Chaturdasi time. And it's really very convenient, and it can be very inexpensive if devotees book in advance. So £40-50, if devotees book in advance, they can get a return ticket to either Budapest, because many of the cheap airlines fly over there, or directly into the farm. I don't mean right into the farm, but there's an airport that 40-minute drive from the farm, Naveen Krishna Prabhu, and some other devotees who've just been visiting. So it's really not a problem if devotees really want association. And once devotees are here, it's easy for me to give them time, it's easy for us to speak, it's easy for them to see me, and we can interact. So the real problem is the distance. I certainly have the ability and the willingness to give time and energy to devotees, whether it's more casual association, whether it's some questions in terms of spiritual life, or sorting out problems, or better yet, figuring out how to manage the ecstatic symptoms they're experiencing from chanting Hare Krishna and worshipping the deities. So please come. It just has to be a little paradigm shift that rather than myself being the commodity that moves and goes everywhere to everyone, that rather you all come to me. Can I say that, you know, Mohammed comes to the mountain rather than the mountain to Mohammed? But devotees should feel secure that even though I don't visit there all the time or talk to them, I'm thinking about the devotees at the present time. I'm still going through listening to the Vyas Puja offerings, and as I do, I think about devotees' moods, sentiments of devotion and aspirations for Krishna consciousness. I think of the times that we share together, and I look forward to seeing devotees. And for those of you who weren't there when at our Nrisimha Chaturdasi festival, that was something I actually told the devotees here in Hungary. It's not that I'm meeting with devotees here all the time. Between writing books, doing my sadhana, doing my GBC responsibilities, I hardly have any time to, and preaching, let's forget that, I hardly have any time to speak with devotees here. They may see me and they hear me in class, but I also miss it. But I feel distant even from with the devotees that I'm living with. And I also miss and feel distant from devotees in the UK and other devotees elsewhere, whether it's in Russia or Australia or other places. In fact, I just answered a letter to Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, who asked me if I was coming to the Russian festival, and I answered that no, because it coincided with our Janmashtami celebrations, which happened on the weekend after Janmashtami, not on the Janmashtami day. And a couple of days following that, we have a interfaith conference here organized by the society at which I'm listed to appear, so I won't be going there either. I hope that doesn't disappoint the Russian devotees too much, and I hope that they can come here. It's a little larger, longer distance than coming from the UK, but it's also accessible. Okay, more tomorrow. Hare Krishna.